Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
What?
All right, Todd. So we are going to be talking about leadership pipeline over the next three episodes that we're going to be doing together, and partly because, I mean, wherever you are listening in from, the fact is COVID has changed the cultures of our church, especially when you think about what happened when things shut down. So when things shut down and services closed down, there was definitely this bent toward, okay, what does it mean to be the church? What does it mean to be the church? And there's this, there's definitely a big move toward calling and kind of the pastoral kind of shepherding and doing a lot of I mean, even our team, as big of a church that we are, I mean, we mobilized both our pastors and our volunteers to call our congregation just to see where people are at and to be able to just be of an encouragement to them and to pray for them. But here's the unintended consequence. And I know every church kind of has gotten to this a little bit differently. But here's the question that we want to wrestle through today. Okay, here it is. During COVID, I've realized that my natural bent is to do rather than equip, right? And I go back to that example I shared earlier. It was like, oh, well, I'm the pastor, so I'm going to call, or I'm the pastor and I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And I can't really even equip people because we're all on lockdown, and there's definitely that sentiment going on. So what advice would you have for that pastor who realized that during COVID, their natural bent was to do, and unintentionally, they've now led their culture down this road where they have become the doer rather than the equipper of ministry?
Honestly, I would say there's never been a greater opportunity, really, when you think about what we have, because you can focus your people on whatever you would like to focus them on and not have to worry about all the ancillary things that were nice to have at your church. Because discipleship and development are essential to your job and your role as a leader, as Ephesians 4 points out, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, and the result of which is the body is built up, there's unity. What do we need right now, especially in the U.S.? Unity is a big thing that we're looking for in our churches. We have, you know, elections coming up, as well as divisions over, you know, our response to COVID-19. Everything is seeking, it seems, to divide us. And so one of the ways that we, I think, combat that is doing our work as pastors, because that's what the Bible says in Ephesians 4. So I mean, all those things that you think you can't do, I would say you can. You just, it takes some time, some time to train people to do things, more than others, but I would say you have no excuse not to take a step back and look at those things that you can hand off. And do that responsibly, of course, and train that person if necessary, at least coach them through it. But, you know, as you pointed out in No Silver Bullets, we talk about this overlap of knowledge, experience, and coaching, and we tend to put more of our apples in the basket of, oh, knowledge and training is the most important thing, when the reality is, you know, it's 70-20-10. It's no, the experience is the most important thing, mm-hmm. then the coaching, and then the training. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The knowledge. And
so,
piece, yeah.
So, you know, this is the perfect opportunity to take advantage of that, because even if you have to do it in person, which you don't, because there's this awesome tool called Ministry Grid, but even if you have to do it in person, your time is still very much well spent and you're actually building up the body. So every single role that you have can be given away. Even your role as pastor can be given away, and you should be trying to train people to do that. You just need to think of what are the steps that it takes in order to do that.
Yeah, completely. So even along that line, I mean, we know, I mean, there are so many different people who have differing opinions as to how long it takes to form a habit, right? You know, 3 weeks or 45 days or 90 days or whatever it might be. But regardless of how long it actually takes to form a habit, I mean, it's been more than 6 months. It's been over 7 months. And there, since COVID hit, at least at the time of this recording, and there's that sense right now where it's like, wow, okay, but I think I've unintentionally made it easy for our church to kind of step back. I've unintentionally created a culture where I'm now serving them rather than equipping them to serve one another. And obviously they know that that's not, I mean, just look at Moses and Jethro, right? Look at 2 Timothy 2:2, look at Ephesians 4, and we know that that can't be the case, but we've unintentionally gone there. What's the first step other than acknowledging that? What would you say is the next step to reverse that course and to build a new culture?
I would say it goes back to when you look at pipeline, it's really formed around the 7S framework that's borrowed from McKinsey, which is, yes, a secular business consultant agency, but it's probably 30 years old. Mm. But looking at how culture is formed and shared value is formed is your most important thing. And so you move through the 7S's. You start with story. What is the story? In this case, it's the gospel. It's the old story. It's we're making disciples who make disciples who make disciples and get back on that original purpose. Hmm. I would say then you look at what is your strategy and, okay, how are we strategically aligned as a church to fulfill the story that we all share, the shared vision that I'm casting. Now I'm saying, okay, here's where we're going. And here's the strategy that's going to get us there. Then we want to look at our structure and make sure, even though we've got a great story and we've got a great strategy, that now we have aligned that with our structure and how we're organized as a church. Then we got to look at our systems and say, hey, what new systems do we have to deal with? What old systems need to shut down or shift during this time? And then we look at skills and how people are trained. That's when we talk about competencies that need to be developed. But the cool thing is, this is, again, a time where you look at what the role is that you're giving away. And you say, okay, how are all these things aligned to make sure somebody is equipped to do the role? And then finally, we're talking about the details of the skills that are needed and what's done in what order, that kind of a thing. And finally, the style in which you do it may have shifted. And the style in which you do it and the selection process have shifted. So that's all the 7S's. But when we talk about style, it means you used to maybe, you know, have a training in August and it was Super Saturday and everybody came. Well, now you have to shift that to be something that is different. And so again, in No Silver Bullets, I should ding myself. In No Silver Bullets, we talk about, you know, you talk about flipping the classroom. And that's the model that a lot of churches have shifted to, where they're saying, oh, we still recognize that transformation occurs in the context of relationship, but that relationship can be done in digital space versus physical space. Mm-hmm. And sometimes even more effectively, because there's not drive time involved, you know, and people don't have to leave their home and their family to come sit for 3 hours. It can be busted up. It could be in person, or it could be done, you know, I can take the training and then get that coaching, you know, from a person afterward.
So
that's the process that I would follow.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is, if you've unintentionally led your culture down this road, there's not one silver bullet to turn it back. Is that what I mean? Yeah, because there's the 7S framework, and I'm glad you walked through that. I know on at least the New Churches podcast, we haven't talked about that framework in quite a bit. And pre-COVID, there were events, right? There were one-day leadership pipeline events throughout the country where we would actually walk people through this and have coaching opportunities. But Todd, for everyone listening in and they're like, okay, yeah, I do need to, this is the time, you know, this is the time when we've pivoted and we're creating the new normal and, you know, all the catchwords you want to use, but essentially it's okay, I got to build this from scratch again. And really now is the time to install leadership pipeline in your context. I mean, that's what I'm doing. That's what I mean. We had a leadership pipeline at Beulah when I left, after the time I've spent at Lifeway, the 5 years, learned a lot, continue to grow in my knowledge of that, as we continue to tweak it and help churches across the country and around the world implement this, there's lots that I learned. So in coming back, one of my points was, hey, we need to reframe this. We need to redo this and relaunch it. And during COVID is the time that we have been doing that. And in fact, this next month, we're having an all-staff forum where I'm going to be walking our team through this, through a process to kind of not necessarily going from scratch, but really to reshape what leadership pipeline looks like for our culture and context. But for everyone else, right, Todd, for everyone else who's not at your church and not at my church, and they are going on the leadership.lifeway.com website and realizing that there are no events scheduled because of COVID, what should their next step be?
I mean, there's a free version of Pipeline on Ministry Grid that is a good overview. It's only 8 sessions. Those sessions are, you know, fairly short. And it's, you know, I loved Doc Howard Hendricks and, you know, his living by the book analogy. I'll never forget. I was a teenager when I heard him do the Are you parasailing, water skiing, swimming, or deep sea diving? So this is kind of a parasailing, maybe skiing a little bit, but you know, you'll get a good overview of it. And then there is available in the grid subscription, a deeper dive into leadership pipeline, as well as, honestly, if you just go and look at some of the stuff that we've done recently on rapid change, leading rapid change, or probably even more likely, rapid recruitment and development of volunteers, those courses are free. And honestly, rapid recruiting is really just the 7S framework in the light of COVID, through that lens of, okay, this needs to happen quickly. And it would walk you through those 7S's. It just doesn't, I don't think I tell you what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But that's the framework.
So, okay. So then definitely go to Ministry Grid, and we will put a link in the show notes for both the free course and also a place where you can learn more about Ministry Grid on that. But what about churches who are like, yeah, but I want someone to walk through it. Like I want an in-person event, like I want coaching. I can't, it's yes, I'm going to go to Ministry Grid, but I need something more. What would your advice be to them?
I mean, we still do that. If they want to do that virtually, we still do consulting on that. And, you know, that doesn't having a conversation about it and seeing if it's a fit for you doesn't cost you anything. So if you want to reach out to me and see what that looks like, then I'm happy to help you.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. So go to the show notes for all the information, and we'd love to connect with you on this and help you in developing leaders and equipping the saints for the work of ministry. All right. So in two episodes from now, the next one that I'm going to be on with Todd, we're going to continue our little mini series on leadership pipeline. So we'll catch you then.